Good morning, the Black Hills of America. It's Trent Luce with Across the Plains here on News Radio KOTA, the cavalcade of information. Information that is imperative so that we maintain a domestic supply of food and fuel for a free future. Had a very interesting discussion earlier this morning. I do a live one-hour broadcast with Kim Munson in Denver every Wednesday morning. And for those that may not know, the city of Denver has a ballot initiative that has garnered the signatures needed. And they are proposing that the voters ban livestock slaughter in the city limits of Denver. Now, I don't know how that hits somebody that's not in the livestock business or not in the business of producing, taking God's creation, utilizing livestock to then make human lives better, and quite frankly, to improve the earth of the planet. Well, that didn't come out right. The earth itself. You see, that's the great hijacking that has taken place, is that livestock grazing actually keeps earth alive. People mow their lawn because it's healthy for the lawn and the grass to keep it fresh and growing. We know through Mongolian studies, believe it or not, that when livestock graze, they actually create a healthier environment with the plants that are grazed, because the fresher, as long as you don't degrade the plants, the fresher the plant growth, the more nutrients that are absorbed from the atmosphere, and the more health and vigor the plant has. So once you have animals grazing, you have a healthier planet because of a healthier plant. And when you have sheep grazing in conjunction with cows, you've doubled your pleasure. See, a lot of people erroneously believe that you either have sheep or you have cows, when in fact, there's some land that is more suited for grazing of sheep, some land more suited for grazing of cows. But the truth of the matter is that you can run sheep behind cows, and the sheep will eat what the cows would not, because cows tend to be fairly finicky, recognizing that they're eating stuff you and I would never eat, no matter how much salad dressing we have. But the sheep come along and they clean up brush, they clean up things, not like goats. Goats are the big brush cleaners, but sheep, goats, and cows all eat different things, and horses. They all have different preferences. Now, given no choice, they'll eat what they have. But you can go back into the 50s in Texas, and there's tremendous research about grazing and the benefit of what is called multi-species grazing. So when there's an attack, and I left this part out, but I'll get to it in a moment. When there's an attack on one part of the infrastructure of that food system, we all pay the price. Now, you may be standing there saying, you know what, Trent, I don't eat lamb. I really don't care what happens to the lamb market in Denver. Well, you should. Whether you eat lamb or not. By the way, we eat 1 pound of lamb per person in the United States each year. That's up a bit because we were at 3/4 of a pound, so we're up a bit. And I'm very intrigued that with all of the sheep in the world, and we think about the Middle Eastern sheep-eating culture, it's reported that globally we consume 5 pounds of lamb per capita. Many countries eat little to none, like the United States at 1 pound. So there's some countries that eat quite a bit more. Do you know what country has the most sheep in the world? Yeah, same country that has the most of everything. China. But when you have a ballot initiative, and this is going to be caused from a vast educational opportunity in the city of Denver, and what continues to happen in Colorado is the tip of the spear for what is going to happen across this country if we don't stand up. And that is the erosion. At one point in time, Colorado had flourishing coal fields, coal mines and fields in the mountains. And we'd harvest the coal, and we bring it to the coal-fired power plant. We have a reliable supply of affordable electricity. That's gone by the wayside. We turn loose. There's news yesterday that the first depredation from wolves released 107 days ago in Colorado, again a ballot initiative, and now you have depredation. Look at the amount of land that is no longer in food production. And those wolves contribute to that equation. Because at whatever level you want to monitor the wolf, by introducing a higher percentage of wolves, and they want to release 50 in the next 5 years, they release 10, you have scattered livestock away from these areas. All of that incrementally contributes to what is a well has been, let me put this, what has been a well-oiled machine when it comes to food production and feeding people. The infrastructure has been built, and we've been crippling it since 1970. All of this seems to center around 1970 and Richard Nixon. I don't know why yet. I just know that that's when it centered around Richard Nixon, 1970. We create the Environmental Protection Agency. We create the Clean Water Act. We create so many things. We ban DDT, despite the fact that the science said that DDT improved human lives and killed insects that ultimately were carrying disease that would harm people. But we banned DDT. So many things happened in that couple of years in the Nixon administration that we're now paying the price for. 1985, Conservation Reserve Program comes online. And up to 35 million acres were taken out of food production, giving all of our competing countries a leg up. And now we fight soybean production with Brazil because we paid our farmers to produce nothing on CRP acres. So what does all of that have to do with Denver? Denver is going to vote on whether or not livestock slaughter can continue to happen inside the city limits. It affects one entity, Superior Farms. Superior Farms employs 160 people. They are one of just really two larger lamb harvesters left in the United States. And when you have a legal business that is improving human lives, it's not like lamb is a luxury, although the price of lamb has been forced through the roof to create the luxury atmosphere. Lamb is an essential. Food is an essential. Protein is an essential. Mankind will not be healthy without adequate protein. And lamb and beef give you the most nutrient-dense food substance you can find with all of this available essentials. So why? Why, after all of these years, would we want to ban livestock slaughter in the city of Denver? You see, if you walk in the Capitol in Denver, which I've been very fortunate to do, you walk through the Capitol and you see all the historical aspects that shaped Denver to be the great resource producing nation. What a combination of water and mountains and prairie and coal and wind. And I mean, wind still drives us at some point in time. And every bit of that is eroding. It's eroding faster than any farmland ever eroded, is the erosion of the resource utilization that the state of Colorado offers because of this influx. People think it's no big deal, but they just banned in the state of Colorado the EMTs, the law enforcement officials, from using the term excited delirium. What? I read that and I'm like, why do you ban the law enforcement teaching to use the term excited delirium? Because there was one man who police clearly, I don't know the story. What I'm told is that that had reported that he was excited delirium. I believe that he was maybe Down syndrome, something. And I can't tell you how much heartfelt sympathy I have for a family, but they mistakenly thought that he was high on drugs or had some other issue going on, and they ultimately killed him. And because of bad judgment on one or two or three people one day, they now have a ban on the term excited delirium. The term didn't cause a problem. Poor judgment at the time caused the problem. And when the voters go and check that ballot and say yes or no on this ballot initiative to ban lamb harvesting in Denver, in the city limits of Denver, if you ban it, it will be a check mark to shut down every business in Colorado. Because just think about it. The mere fact that people can vote to shut you down when you do everything legal and you improve human lives, that means no business is off limits. Every single business is subject to a check mark to say, nope, you're no longer here. I propose that people in every state USA, not just the state of Colorado, every person who ever ate a bite of food does something to benefit and to get an educational effort to the voting public of the city of Denver to say, don't say no to the future of the human race. That is my challenge today. J.C. Cole standing by. He is going to join us in a moment. He was in the path of a little eclipse. Plus, he was 15 miles from the epicenter of the earthquake. What did that mean? He'll tell us when we get back. Greg Hager understands all of these issues. Greg Hager's country roots will keep this nation in boots because he puts it to song and lyric and does it in a way that will captivate you. Get more details about Greg Hager music, and I suggest you go to his website. If you're having an event coming up and you need some entertainment or maybe just some thought-provoking lyrics, go to greghager.com. greghager.com. We're back with J.C. Cole, Across the Plains, after this.